NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the moving to us. Here's Don Doak.
The latest in the crisis in Germany as the communists oppose the Bonds government chosen site for the election of its new president. A report from Cy Perlman, NBC News, Berlin.
A Soviet announcement today refusing to guarantee the safety of commercial flights to West Berlin has brought a quick denunciation from the West German government and a curt 24-word note from the Allies, warning Moscow that it is responsible for all Western flights through the air corridors. The West German deputy spokesman called the new Kremlin move illegal and a threat to European security. He said Bonn will meet with the Western allies to discuss the communists' latest move to force West Germany to cancel next Wednesday's presidential election in Berlin. The Kremlin warning was given verbally by the Soviet air controller in West Berlin to his British, French, and American counterparts. Western sources here regard the new Soviet warning as a signal for communist buzzing of civilian planes here and possibly even more stricter hindrances of flight. Cy Perlman, NBC News, Berlin.
President Nixon is on his way home from Rome. More on that after this for Greyhound.
To many people, the thought of moving to a new home in a new neighborhood is a frightening prospect, but it doesn't have to be. At least the adjustment of moving for you and your family can be gentle and less jarring if you know what to expect and how to plan for it. To that end, noted psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers, in her capacity as consultant to Greyhound Van Lines, has written a booklet called The Psychology of Moving. In it, she answers questions about moving and your new job, moving and your child, timing your move, leaving old friends and familiar surroundings, and other subjects of equal importance to you and your family. Myths about moving are exposed. And many new ideas about moving are presented in the light of recent research. To get your free copy of The Psychology of Moving by Dr. Joyce Brothers, drop a card with your name and address to Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. The address again is Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. Send today. It's free. Once again, Don Doak.
President Nixon has left Rome and is on his way home, due sometime tonight in Washington, completing his 8-day visit to 5 countries of Western Europe. Before leaving Paris this morning for his visit with the Pope, the President announced that President de Gaulle of France will visit the United States a year from now. This appears to open a new cordial era in Franco-American relations, which for the past 10 years have been strained. While in Rome, President Nixon spoke of today's youth while addressing divinity students at Rome's North American College.
Wherever I went, as I talked to intellectuals, to government leaders, and to others, and the Secretary of State confirmed that he had the same experience in the talks that he had, it seems that youth today in the so-called advanced countries have the same problem, those who are demonstrating. And some are, of course, simply demonstrating for the sake of demonstrating, but some deeply believe that their demonstrations are necessary. The problem they have is that they are against, but too often they do not have anything to be for. And that is the problem of our time.
President Nixon speaking in Rome. NBC News this evening will broadcast a special program reviewing the president's European trip. It'll be heard on most of these stations. More in a moment.
Hi, this is Al Capp. Some skeptics have said that I recommend State Farm Fire and Casualties low-cost homeowners insurance because I relish the money it saves me. Well, that's not true. I don't relish the money it saves me. I revel in the money it saves me.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Former President Eisenhower, exhibiting the stamina that has marked his fight against recent illnesses, is showing improvement today. His doctors at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington say the general's pneumonia has markedly decreased. U.S. troops, supported by tanks and long-range guns from the battleship New Jersey, have overrun a communist regimental headquarters near the demilitarized zone. At least 105 North Vietnamese soldiers were killed. U.S. losses were placed at 3 killed and 28 wounded. The Israeli state radio announced today that Israel's Prime Minister Abba Eben will visit Secretary of State William Rogers and maybe President Nixon in Washington next week. Again, the hour's top story, with the election in the West German parliament scheduled for Wednesday in Berlin. Tension over that city builds up with an angry exchange between Russia and the Western powers over free access by air. Don Doak, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News. Matola, and you, and only you, on Monitor.
Don't just leave your dial monitor, here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while, Monitor, here's Monitor.
Morgan for Monitor, March 2nd, 1969. As you know, this week's Apollo 9 flight was postponed because the three astronauts scheduled to make it had colds. Well, you know, if you have a cold, you shouldn't be allowed out. Hopefully that flight will go tomorrow, but the Mariner probe did get off on schedule, and we'll hear about that after Good Vibrations by Hugo Montenegro.
Vibrations that happen with me. In riding fees in 8 years. Why now, Nick?
Well, really, it's the, we've only had one jockey's increase in 25 years. The increase that we got in 1961 was the first increase since 1944. Now, the purpose for this increase is the living costs, the high cost of living, the federal surtax, increase in state sales and income taxes. There's no end to it. It's just a matter of just simple arithmetic. There's no more money left for these jocks when they're riding. They just can't meet their bills at the end of the year, the majority of our riders.
Nick, what are you specifically asking for?
We're asking for 10% of the winning end and an increase on the jocks fee across the board.
Nick, what's been the reaction of track management, owners, and trainers to your demands?
Well, as far as track management is concerned, they're indifferent on this thing because it doesn't mean too much to them because they're not paying it out. But as far as the horsemen are concerned, I've had some warm response on it, and I've had some adverse response to it. From 1965 to 1967, the horsemen throughout the United States got an increase in purse distribution of over $17 million.
Mm-hmm.
The jock has got nothing out of this.
What is your membership, numbers-wise?
We have 1,300 active members. Active members, we mean that are actually riding.
Nick, if this thing gets sticky, do you think the top jockeys like Shoemaker, Boland, and Beza, just to mention a few, will support a strike effort for the rest of the membership?
As far as striking, we have no authorization, no reason to strike. They will support. They will support the little man because the way our organization works, Len, is that we are a social welfare organization, and the rich help the poor. The rich jocks, the jocks that are riding more, making more, keep pouring more money into this organization. We have a lot of injured riders. We assisted financially and medically 400 injured riders last year. We have 9 paraplegics that we have rehabilitating and taking care of the rest of their lives.
These paraplegic jockeys, they were injured in riding races.
That is correct.
You've been supporting them for how long?
Well, some we've been supporting since 1941.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nick Jamis, Managing Director of the Jockeys Guild, thank you ever so much for being our guest, and we certainly wish you all the best in your efforts to get an increase in fees for jockeys in the United States.
Thank you very much, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Here's Brenda Lee singing Johnny One Time.
So he told you that you're the dream that he's been searching for. And he told you that he'd never met anyone like you before. And I can hear him telling you your lips taste just like cherry wine. But did he tell you that he's known as Johnny One Time? Did he tell you that your heart would soon become another trinket on his bracelet of broken hearts? Did he tell you that the morning sun will find you patching up your shattered pride and searching for the missing parts? Did he tell you that the special love you're saving will disappear in flame, shame like mine? Did he tell you that he's known as Johnny One Time? So he told you that he'd never leave your heart astray. And he told you that he'd love you forever and a day. And I can hear him telling you that he's the shy and bashful kind. But did he tell you that he's known as Johnny one time. Oh, did he tell you that your heart would soon become another trinket on his bracelet of broken hearts? And did he tell you that the morning sun will find you patching up your shattered pride and searching for the missing parts? Did he tell you that the special love you're saving will disappear in flames, shake like mine? Oh, did he tell you that he's known as Johnny one time? Did he tell you that your heart will soon become another trinket on his bracelet of broken hearts? Did he tell you that the morning sun will find you patching up your shattered pride and searching for the missing parts? Oh, did he tell you that the special love you're saving will disappear in flames a shape like mine? Did he tell you that he's known?
My mother died, giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another, but I've climbed them all one by one. But this time, Lord, you gave me a mountain. So tired of working for nothing, tired of being my wife. She took my one ray of sunshine. She took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living. She took my small reward. So this time,
Yours, Frankie Lane, You Gave Me a Mountain. In Tucson, Arizona, there's an interesting story about the land, and in that area, of course, it affects the Indians. Jay Miller reports for Monitor.
A huge copper deposit of nearly 500 million tons of ore has been discovered on the lands of one of the nation's poorest Indian tribes, the Papago Indians of southern Arizona. Two large corporations, the El Paso Natural Gas Company and the Hecla Mining Company, have announced a copper ore discovery on which they say they'll spend at least $100 million. The Papago tribe will receive royalties on this copper and has now been paid $200,000 in bonus money. But the money is almost certain not to go directly to the Indians themselves. Instead, it most likely will be administered by the tribal council, who are a conservative group indeed. The tribal council remember only too well the alcoholic sprees that some Indians have undergone, which included buying electrical appliances before there was any electricity on the reservation. The new copper find is one of the largest in the state, but is of medium to low-grade quality. This means that hundreds of employees will be needed to handle large amounts of the ore. Here again, the Papagos could profit with increased employment opportunities on their reservation, which incidentally is bigger in area than the two states of Rhode Island and Delaware. The prospect that the Papagos will indeed be able to benefit from this copper is due partially to Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater, who helped see to it that the Papagos had their mineral rights restored. Interestingly enough, the Papagos, until recently, were one of two American Indian tribes who did not own the minerals on their reservation land. But finally, the Indians, thanks to Senator Goldwater and a few others, got their mineral rights back. And now at last, the Papagos, certainly among the poorest Americans, have possibly struck it rich. This is Jay Miller reporting for Monitor from Tucson.
Tucson? I always said Tucson. Well, what do I know? Oh, dear. It was nice to hear that report, a story with a happy ending for Indians. Kind of a first. The Vogues, and no, not much.
The day I found you, no, not much. I don't need you like the stars don't need the sky. I won't love you longer than the day.
Crisis in Our Cities campaign fits in with the interviews we heard earlier. We can remake our cities. If you think there's nothing you can do to help, think harder. If you want more information, write Urban America. Pardon me. Box 6087. They need a younger man. Urban America, Box 6087, Washington, D.C., 20005. That's 2005. Urban America, Box 6087, Washington, D.C., 20005. Page and Wichita lineman.